Penguin Random House Audio presents Thursday's Children by Nitchy French. Read for you by Beth Chalmers.
Chapter 1. It started with a reunion, and it ended with a reunion, and Frieda Klein hated reunions. She was sitting in front of her fire, listening to its slow crackle. Beside her was Sasha, who was staring into the glow. Beside Sasha was a buggy. In the buggy was Sasha's 10-month-old son, Ethan, a blur of dark hair and soft snoring. A cat lay at Frieda's feet, faintly purring. They could hear the wind blowing outside. It had been a day of fog and swirling leaves and gusts of wind. Now it was dark, and they were inside, hiding from the approaching winter. "I've got to admit," said Sasha, "that I'm intrigued by the idea of meeting an old school friend of yours." "She wasn't a friend, she was in my class." "What does she want?" "I don't know. She rang me up and said she needed to see me. She said it was important and that she'd be here at 7. "What time is it now?" Frieda looked at her watch. "Almost 7. "I don't know things like that anymore. Since Ethan was born, I've forgotten what a night's sleep is like, and my brain has turned into sludge. I don't even know what day it is. Is it Wednesday?"
"Thursday."
"That's good. Almost the weekend."
Frieda gazed back into the fire.
"Thursday's perhaps the worst day of the week. It's nothing in itself. It just reminds you that the week's been going on too long."
Sasha pulled a face.
"That may be reading too much into it."
She leaned over the buggy and stroked her son's hair.